Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include 2016 Year in Review, another successful year of peaceful resistance. Canadian theatergoers treasure the wisdom and hope found in Shenyang. Falun Gong practitioners in Poland raise awareness at charity event. A courageous young practitioner loses her parents because of the persecution but remains steadfast in her faith. Daughter calls for her mother's release. Ms. Chen Weihong detained by police. And holding up a long banner on Tiananmen Square 16 years ago. Now for the stories. 2016 Year in Review, another successful year of peaceful resistance. In 2016, Falun Gong's peaceful resistance to the brutal persecution marked its 17th year. Calls from Falun Gong practitioners and their supporters for an end to forced organ harvesting in China was recognized by the international community in 2016. American and European lawmakers passed resolutions and declarations requesting that the Chinese regime put a stop to these atrocities. Lawsuits against the former head of the Communist Party continued in 2016, with Falun Gong practitioners successfully filing more than 200,000 lawsuits over the past 2 years. At the same time, practitioners collected millions of signatures from around the world, calling on the international community to help bring the head perpetrator of the persecution to justice. Shenyang, the world-class performing arts group, celebrated the 10th anniversary of its founding in 2016. The four touring groups, reviving 5,000 years of Chinese civilization, held extremely successful performances. Shenyang is debuting its fifth company this year. However, the persecution in China still has not ended. In 2016, more than 1,000 practitioners were illegally sentenced to detention, and the Minghui website was able to confirm the identities of 92 practitioners who were killed as a result of the persecution, though the true death toll is likely much higher. Practitioners' tireless efforts to share the principles and benefits of Falun Gong with the public is making a difference. More and more Chinese people are quitting the Communist Party, and many are taking the initiative to tell others about the party's crimes.
Canadian theatergoers treasure the wisdom and hope found in Shenyang. A week after its 2017 world tour was launched in the United States, the Shenyang Performing Arts performed 8 shows in 4 Canadian cities from December 29, 2016 to January 8, 2017 in Kitchener, Hamilton, Quebec City, and Ottawa. This was Shenyang's 11th year in Canada. Prior to the shows, numerous elected officials, including the Governor General of Canada, David Johnson, sent in welcome letters lauding the company's efforts in sharing and reviving a culture and wishing the performances success. Stephen Woodworth, former member of the Canadian Parliament, said, "Wisdom is found in many places, but certainly it is found in the ancient Chinese culture that is presented in Shenyang. There are many people around the world that understand that the material life is not all that exists, and that there is a spark of divinity in every human being. We sometimes forget, and it is a good idea to be reminded of the divine spark within us." He said, "Shenyang offers hope to people who are experiencing difficulty. I think that it is a real gift to give to people in difficult times." Guy Bellanger, a conductor, tenor, composer, and the founder of Opéra de Québec, said, "The refinement, it brings honor to the people who had the idea to put this performance together." Regarding Shenyang's live orchestra, he said, "The conductor did a magnificent job. The music punctuates the action like in cinema, like a soundtrack. It is diverse. Bravo." In all cultures, we're asking where things go in life and death. Mr. Ballinger said, "Shenyang shows there is a light. There's hope. It's good that the producers take on these profound questions. It's good to remind ourselves in a very artistic way," he added. Jack McLaren, member of Provincial Parliament, said, "Wonderful show. There is a story with every dance." He said he especially enjoyed the pieces portraying the modern stories about Falun Gong practitioners. The core principles of the practice, truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, are, as he put it, three powerful values that I would say any people in any society could live by, and if they did so, would live very well. Shen Yun will continue touring in Canada with upcoming performances in Mississauga, Vancouver, and Toronto.
Falun Gong practitioners in Poland raise awareness at charity event. Falun Gong practitioners raised awareness about the persecution of the practice in China at the Great Orchestra of Christmas Charity in Lodz on January 14th and 15th, 2017. Many people signed the practitioners' petition calling for an end to forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese Communist Party. Many young people couldn't believe such an atrocity of live organ harvesting was going on in China in the 21st century, but the older Poles readily understood how this could happen under the communist regime. One elderly woman said, "I heard about the Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong a long time ago. I have been looking for more information. I know this practice is what I have been looking for. I didn't know the persecution was so bad. My heart is shaking. I must sign the petition. The persecution must stop. It must." A young Chinese couple passed by the Falun Gong display. The man said he had heard about the persecution from other Falun Gong practitioners before and had chosen to take a stance by withdrawing from the communist organizations he had joined. This was the woman's first encounter with the facts about the persecution. She, too, decided to quit the Young Pioneers and the Youth League communist organizations.
A courageous young practitioner loses her parents because of the persecution, but remains steadfast in her faith. When I was very young, I had a disease that essentially caused my skin to rot. It healed after some time, but later I developed a thyroid disease, which caused my neck to swell. My father at the same time had hepatitis B and had a long stay in the hospital. He was so thin, the doctor had given up on him. I caught the disease, too, when I was 8 years old. In an attempt to cure my hepatitis B, my mother forced me to drink a very bitter medicine every day. With my father on the brink of death and me battling the same disease, my mother was very depressed. I hadn't seen her smile for a long time. My grandma fortunately learned to practice Falun Gong around that time. She taught it to my father, and he soon regained his health. My mother also took me off the medicine I had been taking and had me practice Falun Gong along with my father. All my illnesses vanished as well. My mother was smiling again, and my 21 years of cultivation in Falun Gong began. I was having a wonderful summer vacation practicing Falun Gong with my father until July 25, 1999. My father came home unexpectedly, followed by many policemen who forced their way into our home and ransacked it, searching for Falun Gong books. The police confiscated all our Falun Gong books. My happiness was ground to a sudden halt. Though my father had a fearless expression on his face, I could see he felt pained at the loss of the books. He told me that the government had smeared Falun Gong and that he planned to go to Beijing to appeal for the right to practice it. I wanted to go with him, but my parents said I was too little. After my father left for Beijing, he was arrested on the train. The police tried to force him to give up his belief in Falun Gong, but he refused. He was then fired from his work unit and sent to a forced labor camp for 3 years. Despite the persecution that my father was subjected to, my mother started to practice Falun Gong in 2007. She was persecuted to death in 2014 when she refused to give up her belief in Falun Gong and Master Li Hongzhi. After my mother's death, I was very depressed for more than a year. My father and I supported each other and continued with our cultivation, studying the Fa and doing the exercises. Then my father was arrested again and sent to another forced labor camp. He is still incarcerated as I write this. It was difficult facing the empty house when I got home from school. I was overcome by a deep depression and often sat on the floor crying. I realized I had two options to choose from. be depressed or cultivate myself and practice Falun Gong. Of course, I chose the latter.
Daughter calls for mother's release. Ms. Chen Weihong, detained by police. Ms. Chen Weihong, 49, is a Falun Gong practitioner from Wuhan City, Hubei Province. She is also the general manager of two private companies. She was arrested at home on November 17, 2016. Her daughter wrote an open letter asking for her mother's release, which reads as follows. My mother, Chen Weihong, was arrested at home on November 17, 2016. The police confiscated our car, two loads of office supplies, and Falun Gong books. They also changed the locks on our home and installed surveillance cameras. All cell phones, including mine, my family's, and anyone that I had contact with, are being monitored. We are living in fear. My mother was arrested more than a month ago. She was held in a local brainwashing center from November 17th to December 28th, 2016. She was then placed under official arrest by the Hongshan Police Department and is being held in the Wuhan No. 1 Detention Center. My mother and I co-own a company. The Hongshan District Police Department froze all of our company bank accounts. The police also confiscated the business license of another company that my mother works for, as well as all the seals and contracts. The company manages several government projects. Because the company's license and seals are frozen, it has been unable to deliver goods on time. This has delayed projects, and the company will now have to pay penalties for breach of contracts. Neither company is able to operate normally. These companies, which enjoyed good reputations, are now facing bankruptcy. My mother is our only parent. My brother attends junior high school in the United States. Because the bank accounts are frozen, my brother and I are facing financial difficulties. Our mother has been the sole support for our family for years and has raised my brother and I, as well as taken care of our elderly grandparents. Our grandparents are not in good health, and we have not told them what happened to my mother. Since I was young, I have witnessed my mother being arrested repeatedly for practicing Falun Gong, which caused me so much emotional pain. Now it's happened again. Our mother is a Falun Gong practitioner and a good citizen who abides by the law. I strongly urge the Wuhan Police Department to release my mother, return the seized property, and compensate us for our financial and emotional losses.
Holding up a long banner on Tiananmen Square 16 years ago. I am a 78-year-old practitioner and I began practicing in 1997. Every time I hear the song Tiananmen Square, Please Tell Me, I can't help but be moved to tears. It brings back the memory of Dafa disciples validating Falun Dafa on Tiananmen Square 16 years ago. Fellow practitioners and I went to Tiananmen Square at 9 a.m. on December 29, 2000. With other practitioners we met there, we unfurled and held up a long banner that read, Falun Dafa is good. Restore Master's reputation. The police punched and kicked us. One male practitioner's leg was broken, and a female practitioner's mouth and nose were bleeding, but nobody was afraid. We continued to hold up the banner. The police finally cut down the banner. They pushed several of us into a police car and took us to Tiananmen Police Substation. Many practitioners were there already, several dozen from our area alone. We nodded at them and encouraged one another. Many practitioners were in pain after being beaten by the police, but nobody fretted about their own safety. Everybody just wanted to say with one voice, Falun Dafa is good. Many practitioners held up the banners that they had brought with them and shouted, Falun Dafa is good. Some practitioners put stickers that said, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, on their chests. A female practitioner with a loudspeaker shouted, We are all good people. We should not be locked up. The loudspeaker was passed around and a practitioner started to lead everybody to recite Lun Yu. Everyone recited it together loudly. In the evening, we were sent to different police substations and detention centers. Over 10 practitioners and I were crammed into one police car. I took out a banner hidden in my sleeve, opened the car window, held the banner out and shouted, "Falun Dafa is good. Restore our master's reputation." One officer said, "Stop shouting." Another one said, "Let them be." When I was taken to Xinjiangshan police substation, the police took away my banner. I was detained there for 2 days and then sent back to my hometown, where I suffered further persecution.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.